Welcome to Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox. Get ready for an amazing journey through the halls of the blues. We might just learn a thing or two along the way. Without further ado, ladies and gents, here's our host, Johnny.
All right, welcome to Red, White, and Blues. I'm your host, Johnny Cox, for today's program. I can't thank you enough for tuning in. This is a program dedicated to the genre of music known as the blues. We talk history, instruments, songs, artists, and if it's all blues, we'll talk about it. And today's a very good program. I try something a little different today. If you think about the original blues music, way back Robert Johnson and everything, those guys always had a slide. You know, a piece of copper pipe, folded up pocket knife or whatever, and slide guitar was really the beginning of the blues down in the Delta. And it's come a very long way. So today we're going to feature some slide artists. And to start with, we're going to feature the late, great Mr. Duane Allman from the Allman Brothers. Great guitar player. I think he died in 1970, 71 in a plane, motorcycle crash. And man, you can't just wonder what if he was still around. I think he was only 27 years old. But anyway, let's get right into it. Let's listen to Allman Brothers Band, Statesboro Blues. She treat me like a king. She look like a double king. There's the Allman Brothers, Statesboro Blues, live from Fillmore East. That album is considered one of the greatest live albums ever recorded. It was recorded in March of 1971, I think, months before Duane Allman's death. It's a shame. You know, I said it before, what if? He was a fabulous guitar player. He was only getting started. Him and his brother Greg got it going on. And since that's such a great album, I got to do one more Allman Brothers song for that one. And probably my favorite slide song of all time. I love this song, One Way Out.
Don't know.
All right. One Way Out. Allman Brothers live from Fillmore East, 1971. That's a good slide playing right there. I like the way at the end there, Dickie Betts and Dwayne Allman, you know, cutting heads back and forth. Slide guitar versus non-slide guitar. And Dwayne Allman learned to play slide because he fell off a horse, tried to cross a paved road with a horse with shoes on it, and the horse slipped and broke his arm. And he needed some medicine, and Greg brought him a bottle of Core Seeding, and he poured the pills out, and that was a slide. And from then on, everybody quit using the copper slide. Everybody wanted to use a glass slide. And a lot of Core Seeding was poured down the sink or in the trash can. So the guys learned to play slide like Dwayne Allman. And another guy's really good on slide. This guy used a steel slide. That's Mr. Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. Now, Allman Brothers were Southern Rock. I don't know if ZZ Top's Southern Rock now. They're from the South, but it's Texas. Texas is South, but it's not really the South. But here's a good song from Mr. Billy Gibbons right here. And it's not all slide. The beginning of it is, but it's an instrumental, and it's called Apologies to Pearlie. There's Apologies to Pearlie, ZZ Top, Mr. Billy Gibbons. There's a really good slide playing going on right there. One of my favorite guitarists ever. Well, hey, y'all, we got a lot more music to come. Don't go anywhere. We got some Sonny Landreth coming up. You are listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7 FM.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.